Louisa heard the engines before she saw the planes. They were high-pitched and droning like bees. Angry bees, she thought. She straightened up, rubbing the small of her back, because she wasn't as young as she'd once been, and bending over the plants in her garden always made her ache, and peered upward. It was a glorious day. The sky was bright blue, with little puffs of white clouds. Louisa shut her eyes for a second, enjoying the feeling of the sun on her face, then opened them again almost immediately as the droning engines grew louder. And suddenly, there they were, right overhead. Two planes. No, three, four, spinning and spiraling, silhouetted against the cornflower blue sky as they dived down. Louisa felt a little thrill of fear and excitement. The war often seemed far away from her sleepy Kent village, but not today. Teddy, she called to her husband. Teddy, come and see. The noise was louder now, engines screaming and guns crashing. The plane swooped downward and Louisa gasped, thinking that surely they couldn't come this low. But then they were shooting upward again, into the clouds. She could hear voices around her as the village children crowded out into the street. She knew they'd be running to the fields, hoping to find some bits of shell or shrapnel. Part of her wanted to go and see what they would find, but she couldn't tear her eyes away from the battle in the skies. One of the planes came powering across the horizon, with another in pursuit. Louisa couldn't tell which was German and which was British. She narrowed her eyes, squinting against the sun. German in front, she thought, and a Spitfire closing the gap from behind. Good Lord. She turned to see Teddy standing next to her, his nephew Christopher at his side. Teddy frowned as he saw the planes, and Louisa immediately regretted calling him outside to look. Teddy's son had been killed in the last war, and he'd been devastated when this conflict had begun. Devastated. Without taking her gaze from the sky, Louisa reached for Teddy's hand and squeezed his fingers in hers, letting him know she was there. Teddy was resigned to the war now. He knew that Hitler had to be stopped, but that didn't mean he liked it. He refused to do anything that supported the fighting. Instead, he was the billeting officer for the evacuees who had flooded the village. Overhead, the sky was crisscrossed with contrails as the planes raced across the blue. The droning of the engines was peppered with gunfire so loud that Louisa almost wanted to put her hands over her ears to drown it out. Her stomach was fluttering. It was scary and exhilarating to watch these pilots battling it out over their heads. But then, she'd always liked a bit of drama. "He's been hit," Christopher said, pointing to the German plane, which had a trail of thick smoke coming from the wing. "He might bail out. Look for a parachute." Louisa breathed in sharply. "He's turning round." The plane streaked across the sky, leaving wisps of inky black smoke in the blue. "Look." She took her hand from Teddy's and pointed upward. "Look, he's going back the way he came." She laughed in excitement. "Our boys have seen him off." Teddy gave a little shudder and walked back up the garden toward their cottage without a word. Louisa felt a moment's regret for enjoying this dogfight as much as she had. She looked at Christopher. "Poor Ted," she said. "This is tough for him." Christopher nodded. "Every day must bring back memories of Philip." Overhead, the planes were disappearing into the distance, the sound of gunfire fading as they went. Louisa wondered if the German pilot would make it back to France safely, or if he would bail out. She was surprised to realize she hoped he would be all right, and smiled to herself. That was what marriage to Teddy did, she thought. She remembered how passionate she'd been during the early years of the last war, gobbling up every bit of news from the front, and even, she swallowed down a burst of shame at the thought, abusing the men who didn't fight. She and Teddy had very different memories of the last war. Very different.